Pinochet Cultural Club of Toronto. Number 1 affiliate of Grupo Desportivo de Pinochet. Branch number 4 of Club de Futebol Os Belenenses. Founded in the distant year of 1981, Pinochet has established itself as a model of resilience and an example of perseverance. This is especially relevant to its commitment to a soccer program that has placed it as probably the longest standing club still in operation in the history of the Portuguese community in Toronto. The magazine celebrating the association's 25th anniversary contains a piece that summarizes Pinochet's history perfectly through the voice of longtime president, Joel Philippe. In March of 1981, more precisely on the 21st day, a group of individuals from the region of Pinochet made a dream come true. Joaquim Leonardo, Bufarda, Abel Gomez, Geraldes, José Roberto, Serra del Rei, Norberto Silva, Consoleco, Joel Philippe, Autoguia de Bailia, Jorge Ferreira, and Orlando Santos, Balhas, made it happen. Their love for sports instilled in them the idea of forming a soccer team to participate in the Luso-Canadian League. As a consequence, the club was naturally formed. There was great interest, the number of members increased each day, to which the success of the team in the Luso-Canadian League was a contributor, when they became league champions in the last minute during a memorable game played in Oakville. This sensational victory created a big impact in the community. The following year, Pinochet became champion once again. It was surprising for a new team to become two-time champion, and the success created more ambition, but also more responsibilities for its leadership. On February 15, 1982, Pinochet Community Club's first headquarters, at 952 College Street, were inaugurated, where it would settle until 1988, and then at 1600 Dundas Street until 1997. In 1997, we moved to the current building on 1264 College Street. In 1982, the first preseason tournament, Mr. Correa's Dios Idea, was first played, in which the best teams in Toronto participated, from the professional club Toronto Blizzards to Canada's B team, and all the best teams in the TSA, OSA, Luso-Canadian, etc. These tournaments attracted thousands of spectators. In the social and cultural aspects, Pinochet also organized beauty pageants, of which we must highlight Miss Pinochet's 1985, Gaida Salvador, who amongst 15 contestants from different provinces became Miss Portugal of the community in Canada. The excursions to Montreal, Rochester, Ottawa, Ludlow, and Quebec City, trips that we will never forget. On November 14, 1998, the folklore dance group Os Amigos is created. In November of 2003, Pinochet CC of Toronto toured Portugal for 17 days, with an entourage of more than 30 people, namely the soccer team and coaches, with games at the Alcochete Academy against Sporting Club de Portugal's U18 squad, Club de Futebol Os Belenenses B team, Grupo Desportivo de Pinochet, a Serrana del Rei, and Grupo Desportivo Autoguiense. While the folklore dance group is no longer operating, soccer continues to compete in the Ontario Soccer League, the province's highest level. For many years, Pinochet competed at the local level, in the Toronto Soccer Association, where it won many titles. The OSL has proven to be a bigger challenge, but Pinochet has consistently placed in the top half of the table. Pinochet's honors include four Luso-Canadian League Championships, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1990, four-time Luso-Canadian Cup winners, 1983, 1986, 1988, 1990, two Luso-Canadian Super Cup wins, 1984, 1986, Camoens Cup winners in five occasions, 1981, 1982, 1984, 1985, 2004, TSA League Champions in 2004, TSA Cup winners in 1998, 2003, and 2004, and TSA Super Cup winners in 2000, 2003, and 2004.